We continue to pray after the rededication of America, one nation under God, on May 17th. We now pray for education. As the National Day of Prayer Task Force remarked, education is an investment into the future and a unifying connecting point for each person. The Apostle Paul used this universal fact to convey the spiritual truth of growing up in Christ-like wisdom and letting go of childish ways. There are endless avenues for young people to receive an education: public school, private school, homeschool, formats that mix elements of each, not to mention the many opportunities for extracurricular activities. Parents and caretakers need wisdom from the Lord to make the right choice for their children to receive education that aligns with the truth of Scripture and help them fulfill the plans the Lord has for them. Students need to know they were created by God with value and that their Creator has a purpose for them. Instructors need endurance to faithfully teach pupils in God-honoring lessons. The sphere of education needs our prayers. So, Father, we pray that you would stir the hearts of parents to take an active role in the academic, spiritual, and emotional formation of their children. God, that you would guide school boards to be wise in choosing curriculums that uphold the truth of the Word. We purposely think of the ones in our own communities, our counties, our cities, our state, our country. We pray, God, that you would move the hearts of funding leaders to prioritize the needs teachers and students have for classroom materials. Give Christian parents a missionary mindset to minister to teachers in their children's lives, Lord. Draw them near, draw near to teachers in the classroom, and teach them to rely on the Holy Spirit throughout the day rather than their own strength. We even pray for Christian teachers to pray over their students, that they would make a difference and see that prayer answered. We pray you would set young people free from the hopelessness, despair, depression, anxiety, loneliness, and substance abuse. Bless teachers with an outpouring of grace and endurance of such magnitude it overflows onto their students, their schools, and their communities. Turn the hearts of students to see their worth and value in their Creator and Savior rather than test scores, athletic performance, or social media following. Pour out discernment on older students and their parents to know what path you have for them transitioning into adulthood. And we thank you for your word that people would start their children off in the way they should go, so when they are older, they will not turn from it. And that you command them today shall be on their heart, that they should teach their children diligently and talk of them when your words, when they sit in the house, when they walk by the way, when they lie down and when they rise. And people should receive children in your name, receiving you. And Father, that they would be warned that anyone who causes one of these little ones who believe in you to sin, it is better for them that a heavy millstone be hung around their neck and that they be drowned in the depths of the sea. And so, Father, that is a heavy warning, but we pray for the people, for education, that it would be blessed by you, warned by you, the fear of God would be upon it, and that we would see breakthroughs in our public and private sectors of education in the mighty name of Jesus.